Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Tom Jensen. We're going to talk waterfowl this week. My guest is Mike Szymanski. Mike is the head waterfowl biologist with the department. Mike, you and your crews are compiling data that you gathered from your breeding duck surveys. Is that correct? Kind of explain what the survey is all about.
Sure, Tom. Every year in May, usually early to mid-May, we head out with four crews. There are two guys in each crew, and we cover about a little over 1,800 miles of transect throughout the state. That's eight blocks, basically, that run north and south, where everybody is counting the ducks and wetlands on each side of the road. And we run it over about a week period, and we count an eighth of a mile each side of the truck. So 220 yards each side of the road, we're counting everything that's within that space.
And you drive really slow. It's interesting the way that you
it can get pretty slow going at times, you know, just a couple miles an hour when you have a lot of water and a lot of ducks that you got to get tallied up and make sure you're getting them before they move around or anything like that.
And this isn't just counting ducks now. This is counting species. It's counting their whole social mores, the whole thing, right?
That's right. It's a very important component to what we do. To interpret the numbers, you can't really just look at the ducks that are out there. You have to have them separated by species and then see what they're doing, kind of with their breeding status. So you're looking at if it's a pair sitting there, that's pretty straightforward. But sometimes you have lone males sitting by themselves or groups of males with a hen. And those need to be singled out so that we can know how to expand the numbers, basically, because a lone drake is indicative of a hen sitting somewhere nearby in a nest. So you want to turn that into an indicated pair.
You do these every year, right?
Yes, we do it every year. We've been doing it since 1948.
70 years.
Coming up on 70 years, yep. It's one of the longest running wildlife surveys in the world, particularly for waterfowl.
Mike, you don't just count ducks on this survey. You kind of take note of what the water situation is. We have a pretty dry spring. How are things looking?
We did. You know, we don't really break down the water as to how it necessarily is functioning within a wetland, but we do count the wetlands that have water. And if they've got enough water to float a duck, we count them. Like you said, it was very dry this spring. It was very dry in the fall and winter too, and that has a lot to play into it also. We did get a pretty good shot of rain in April. It helped a little bit, but we are still very dry out there. Our wetland numbers are down quite a bit from last year, and last year they were down a fair bit from the year before. So we are probably in like the bottom third of what we see for wetland conditions statewide. Especially in the eastern part of the state. The eastern part of the state's very dry. You get up further west into the northwest part of the state, it's actually still decent up there. Not super wet, but it's okay.
What some people don't understand, Mike, is that even though CRP is generally linked with upland birds, the loss of CRP also not so great for nesting ducks either.
Yeah, losing CRP is an important impact for pretty much all ground nesting birds in the state. Most waterfowl that we have breeding in North Dakota are actually nesting in the uplands in those CRP acres. The loss has, you know, some pretty serious implications to what we produce for ducks in North Dakota.
You're done compiling your data. Let's talk about the survey itself and what we're looking at for ducks this fall.
Well, surprisingly, our duck numbers didn't actually go down all that much from last year, even though we have literally almost half as much water on the landscape. A lot of that water was very ephemeral water. You know, we still have semi-permanent wetlands that have decent water conditions in them. And really what part of it is we took our big hit on ducks the year before when we went down almost 25%. This year, we're only down about 5% from last year. So it's one of those things where we're still kind of in a little bit of a lag time. The two springs were somewhat similar, where they were very dry and then we got a little shot of rain kind of coming into the survey. So we're still sitting pretty good on duck numbers. Our duck numbers are actually still in the top third of what we've seen over the long term. But, you know, it's only a matter of time before we start seeing the effects of poor habitat conditions and repercussions on reproduction in the future.
Okay, what people need to understand is that we're coming off some years where we had massive numbers of ducks too, right?
Yeah, very high numbers of ducks, particularly the last 22 years. This year ranks very near the bottom in the last 22 years when we had that sort of magic combination of lots and lots of water in the landscape and lots of CRP in the landscape. So, you know, we're drying up and we're losing some of that upland nesting cover that the ducks need. Only time will tell what effects it has. You know, another aspect too is to, you know, counting ducks in a situation like this when wetlands are drying up is we probably actually see more of the ducks. There's not wetland cover out there that they're hiding in as well. There's more mud margins that they're sitting on. There's not a lot of cattails growing up when wetlands are drying down. So we probably had a little bit better observation factors this year for counting ducks.
Any big surprises in the data?
I would say the biggest surprise is just that the numbers didn't go down more. But again, it kind of comes back to, well, we already took a big hit a couple years ago, just last spring, and the observation factors were probably up. So that was a little bit surprising. We thought maybe duck numbers would be down a little bit more.
All in all, a pretty good year for waterfowl enthusiasts?
Yeah, you know, from what I understand, Saskatchewan still has decent water. There are still a lot of ducks out there. I mean, North Dakota, we're carrying almost 3.5 million ducks on the breeding side of things. That's a lot. That's still way above the long-term average going back to 1948. You never know what spring will hold out either. If we get a little bit more rain and the ducks can kind of eke one out with their nesting and brood rearing conditions. We do still have some CRP out there. We have targeted CRP acres that seem to be doing good things for duck production. So we're still looking okay. We'll still produce some ducks and we'll still have some ducks hopefully coming down this fall.
All right, Mike, thanks.
Thank you, Tom.
Here are some important dates for you waterfowl hunters. The opening date for early goose season has not been finalized yet, but it's usually set around mid-August. The youth waterfowl season opens on Saturday, September 17th. The opener for early resident waterfowl season is Saturday, September 24th, and the regular waterfowl season is set to begin on October 1st. Regulations and season limits are generally set in August. Make sure you're properly licensed, you purchase a federal waterfowl stamp, and you're HIP certified. For Mike Szymanski and the rest of the staff here at North Dakota Game and Fish, thanks for joining us for Outdoors Online. See you again next week.